Simcha Mkes, Sifmen, Gimel. Luta Likho is Kois Cham ala Tabel, la Loisoy. That we saw already in Sifmen, that you're allowed to put something warm on one's stomach to do this. Well, the Halle says, Nine Ben Begab and Mekli, to do some procedure to the ears, that somehow the ears get dislocated, you push it back into place. What do you do by a hand with a kli? The Halle says, Unkali, Taino Tzunuch, Shukenegar Alei, Shunikfos, Lusatfanin. Well, something which is very not clear. Something in the heart area that affects the breathing, to do a procedure to put that into place. All these are permitted on Shabbos. Even though you're putting things into place and fixing up the body, you never do this with salmon modern. It's just a procedure that's done manually, and therefore it is permitted on Shabbos, and since right now we have tzar, if we permit him to do this, otherwise it will be considered a type of uvda d'chok. So the burn of eighth bandage will be permitted on Shabbos also, but it's also not something that's done with medicine, holding things in place. Sif men, David, reichu v'mei grora, v'mei chamson, v'mei tveria, v'mayim ha'yofen sh'yam agob, one is allowed to bathe, even if it's kavanas refua, and these different types of natural springs, or in the ocean, even though it's salty water, and it also has some medicinal properties. Now, this is only in the olden days when people used to bathe on Shabbos. Nowadays, that which we're permitting to bathe in Chamei Tveria, these natural springs in Tveria, it depends. If healthy people go there, that is permitted. And it's not a din before anything that healthy people do also, doesn't look like doing refuah, even the Yokavon is for refuah. If, like nowadays, healthy people don't go into these springs, they just do it for health reasons, people that are weak or have different conditions, therefore a bit prohibited to go to this place in Shabbos because it's recognizable and want to do it for refuah. We have another issue nowadays. Nowadays, it's a make not to bathe anyway. So according to that, Lechor should come out that nowadays you won't have the terem to go to these springs on Shabbos because it looks clearly that you're doing it for medicine because otherwise you wouldn't do it on Shabbos. Yeah. There's some place that say that people that go to the mikvah on Shabbos, so they do bathe themselves. So maybe it's a reason to make a cooler over here. Yeah, but the Maisa, one should avoid any type of bathing on Shabbos, and the Mela should not use it for medicinal purposes either on Shabbos. So all these places are permitted even though the water is salty or has other chemicals in it. Shekein Dech Lichus Behem, like we said in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, people still were bathing. And therefore, it doesn't look like you're doing it for a fool. It looks like you're just doing it to cool yourself off. Avlova my merem shem gadol, may mishra shem etushim, ein derech lichos ben ela lefua. There's certain waters in oceans that have some type of foul smell or whatever it is that no healthy person will go there, or places where they soak the flax, which has a very foul smell also. Nobody will go there unless they're doing it for medicinal purposes, and therefore cannot use that on Shabbos because it looks like you're doing it for a fool. The davka shishoy behem avram einu shoy behem muta sheinu nira el kameka. Just goes in and out of these waters, even though they're foul waters, but it's very hot outside. And then it looks like it's just cooling himself off, and therefore he can do it even if he's doing it for a fool. Sifman hey loy chashim al nechoshim vakrav mishul shul yazik. You're allowed to say certain incantations to snakes and scorpions that should not damage you. Same accomplishment, Seder, even though it freezes them, but it's not going to say trapping, because he's not going to take them into his possession, and the fact that he makes a freeze on them is some supernatural force, and it's not considered the type of trapping that is also considered, just like if you do a malacha in an unusual way, it's not also, at least not also Midrash also over here. Kamuvan, if there's a dangerous snake or scorpion running after you, you can do anything you need to protect yourself from it, including trapping or even killing it. But we're talking about a case where it's not a position of sakona. Sitman Vov. Listen, Kriyat Gabi Ayin, the Hoke, Ushia Klee Nizel Beshavis. Yeah, there's some treatment for eyes. You take a metal Klee and you put it on the eye to cool off the eye. And there's another type of thing that you press something down on an area that's starting to swell to prevent the swelling. That's also good to do on Shabbos because it's not a medicine, even though it has a positive effect on the body. So the question is, what are we talking about over here? So before we seem to have said that this matter is dislocated, you cannot put it back. We mentioned before that nowadays a dislocated limb, one can put back. Maybe that's what he's referring to over here. Surely if a bone is broken, then a body is allowed to put it back into its proper place. Come upon it. If the doctor says there's some danger involved, you're allowed to do what's necessary to take care of that situation.